Alright, that's going to light. There we go. Got to breathe and level down. Turn the automation off. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And I'm trying to turn this off. It's not working. How about that? There we go. Fun with automation. So now, thanks for tuning in. This is the second in a two-part series devoted to the 1971 short series on Apple TV. Incredible series based on this great book by David Hepworth of the same name called 1971. It was all about the music being recorded and made at that time and how transformative it was for not just culture and politics, but music itself and the incredible artists who were making it at that time. And the net is cast pretty wide. It's like some outside stuff. It's rock, soul, R&B, singer-songwriter stuff, what was going on with the women's movement, with civil rights. And we were all over the place, as was the series, covering every base, and we're going to continue that on part two of this two-part series here in 1,000 Points of Light, devoted to the 1971 show on Apple TV. And so we're continuing that here with an artist who was very active in 1971. He put out All Things Must Pass, The Quiet One, The Silent Beatle, George Harrison. This is Isn't It a Pity from All Things Must Pass, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Too many people. sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Yes. The Who, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I've been like cranking that song for like 40 years. Anyway, but the show was about 1971, not about 1981. And we heard Won't Get Fooled Again, the original album length song, all 8 minutes and 31 seconds of it. Before that, Superstar from the Jesus Christ Superstar. That came out in 1971. In fact, I played that from the 50th anniversary deluxe soundtrack, written by Tim Rice with Andrew Lloyd Webber and John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth. Prior to that, from the Imagine record, and it was George Harrison's Isn't It a Pity from All Things Must Pass, his mammoth triple album that started off the show, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so what's going on tonight, it's part two of our two-part series devoted to the 1971 short series on Apple TV. And it was quite a series, really fun to watch. Great music, of course, all over the place, and that's what this show is going to be. I felt like my show last week was a little tighter. We had a little mini R&B sets, mini like Beatles sets, classic rock sets, or ex-Beatles, I should say, and you know, even singer-songwriter. I think I had like Carole King. Unfortunately, we will not be hearing Carole King tonight. I just can only do that once. Anyway, so that's what's going on, and so here are some odds and ends that I didn't play last time, but I want to make sure I want to play this time. I just don't want to have the same show, only with different songs from the same artist. So instead, we're going to mix it up a little bit. And what's going on right now is we're going to play this very cool track, Milky Way, from Weather Report. Fusion Jazz. Jazz Fusion. Joe Zawinul, Wayne Shorter. They're a great band. And so let's check this out here. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Thank you.
signal. Do you gonna run?
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. Family affair. Checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there, but you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
All right, 1,000 Points of Life, WMFO. Sly and the Family Stone with Family Affair. And prior to that, we had The Slickers with Johnny Too Bad from the Harder They Come soundtrack. And it was Children of the Grave. That was a live track, or a live version of Black Sabbath's classic song. And I don't think that was... It sounded a lot like it was like at Ozfest or something. I don't know if it was the actual band or not, but... Song was written and recorded in 71. Weather Report started things off. A little experimental free jazz, or a little experimental jazz fusion. And that was Milky Way from the Weather Report record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Just wanted to let everybody know that we're all back here, or many of us are back here in the studio broadcasting live. And let me tell you, you haven't lived until you've worn a mask and like smelled your own burps for like 2 hours. It's just great stuff. I'm reliving my dinner over and over again. Can't remove your mask, though, so we're keeping it on here in 1,000 Points of Light as we are in full compliance with all of that. So that's what's going on in 1971, not just smelling our own burps, but we're also hearing about 1971, the show on Apple Plus or Apple TV, and it was a six-part series devoted to the music coming out of that year. And I had a show last week devoted to this very same series, but so much music was there that I decided to have a second series or a second show devoted to the series. Amazing. And you should consider yourselves lucky, especially when you consider this next artist, Laurel Aiken. This is the song Slow Rock from the fantastic Laurel Aiken. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. We'll be right back. All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's the Rolling Stones with I Just Want to See His Face from Exile on Main Street. And that's like, so during the series, when they talked about that record, they talked about how the Stones were doing lots of drugs, and they were staying, they were trying to avoid the high taxes that were being levied on them by the British government because of, I guess, their high tax bracket or whatever. So they took refuge and they rented a chateau in like the south of France. There they stayed and did lots of drugs and recorded Exile on Main Street, which turned out to be one of their best records. But the way they were portrayed in the series, 1971, made it seem like they were a complete mess. And I guess they kind of were. They were like being pursued by the police. And right around the time the recording of the record was being finished, the police, the French police, the gendarmes or whatever they're called, were like converging on the chateau where they were staying, and they were about to arrest them. And then they were tipped off by some friend of theirs and the police, and so they packed up all their crap and got in a plane and left just in time. But the record had been recorded, and it turned out to be this incredible release. So kind of interesting story there. Before that, we heard Terry Reid with Dean. Bob Marley, an early song from him, Trench Town Rock. Laurel Aiken started off the set with Slow Rock from the fantastic Laurel Aiken, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So that's what's going on here. We're having a show devoted to the series, the limited series, 1971, from Apple TV. And pretty cool, I have to say. And so keeping with the show, we're going to have things, since we're playing stuff that's different and that's not... it's different in the sense that it's not a repeat of, I'm not going to play the same artist I played last week. So we're moving on to a band, Can. This is Mushroom from their Tego Wago record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.